Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, January 15th, 2026. You've heard us mention the U.S. El Salvador Sister Cities organization here on WERU before if you're a longtime listener, and you're probably aware that they coordinate the sister station relationship that WERU has with Radio Sampul in El Salvador, as well as the relationship that MOFCA, Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association, has with farming organizations in El Salvador, and Bangor's sister city relationship with Carrasque, a small town in the mountains of El Salvador. Over the years, there have been many delegations of Mainers to visit the country, and many delegations from El Salvador to visit us here in Maine. Last week, the U.S. El Salvador Sister Cities issued a statement on the U.S. attack on Venezuela. Here's what they had to say, quote, U.S. El Salvador Sister Cities is a transnational solidarity organization rooted in the values of sovereignty and democracy. Our organization started 40 years ago to accompany Salvadorans in their return home after experiencing U.S.-backed massacres in their communities. We objected then, and we continue to object to our tax dollars being used to threaten sovereignty anywhere in the world. We understand that disrespect of self-determination anywhere threatens this right for all of us. In this spirit of solidarity, we condemn the recent terrorist attack by the U.S. against Venezuela on January 3, 2026, and the violence leading up to that day. The illegal actions of the U.S. government resulted in the deaths of over 100 people and the abduction of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Leading up to the January 3rd attack, over 115 people lost their lives in the illegal U.S. strikes on boats in the Caribbean. None of these actions will strengthen peace or safety for anyone in the Americas or the rest of the world. More likely, these actions will do the opposite. History demonstrates that political organizations that are built on imperialistic violence do not sustain peace, justice, or security for anyone. Given our values of sovereignty and solidarity, we share the following on the U.S. attacks on Venezuela. We demand that our elected officials stop U.S. intervention in Venezuela, prevent further aggressions in other sovereign nations, and investigate the illegal actions of the Trump administration. The Trump administration is clear about its intentions in Venezuela, seize natural resources and bolster its dominance in the hemisphere. Donald Trump has publicly revived the Monroe Doctrine to continue the legacy of imperialism, colonialism, capitalism, and racism that characterizes the U.S. relationship to Latin America. The Trump administration intensifies this tragic legacy with its recent actions in Venezuela. This threatens the sovereignty of people in the Americas and the rest of the world. We do not fall for Trump's distraction tactics and see through the guise of war on narco-terrorism to the true agenda of the U.S. government. We know that the real motive of these actions is to install repressive governments across Latin America who will betray their own people and act at the service of the U.S. government and billionaire class. This agenda undermines the safety and rights of all people, including people residing in the United States. In the face of these threats to our sovereignty and safety, we continue to be inspired by and stand in solidarity with democracy defenders in Venezuela, El Salvador, Latin America, and around the world. We join with others in our commitment to unite against this imperialistic and racist violence. We remain committed to sovereignty, demilitarization, and the protection of natural resources, end quote. That's from U.S. El Salvador Sister Cities. You can find out more about them at elsalvadorsolidarity.org. Applicants are now being accepted for Maine Initiative's 2026 Immigrant-Led Organizations Fund. Quote, the ILO Fund at Maine Initiatives is a participatory grant-making program that funds, strengthens, and convenes immigrant, refugee, and migrant nonprofit organizations in Maine, an unceded Wabanaki territory. The 10 immigrant-led organizations chosen for the 2026 grantee cohort will each receive a $45,000 unrestricted grant paid out over 3 years from July 2026 to August 2029, in addition to opportunities for peer learning, networking, and capacity building with their fellow grantees, end quote. Organizations are encouraged to apply by February 22nd at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. You can do that at maineinitiatives.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.